you ever loved someone so much that you just couldn't let go? You held on with anger and disappointment and judgment and sadness and fear and jealousy. And sometimes kindness. Have you ever loved someone so much that you kept hurting them? You kept hurting them so much until you were finally able to let go. And then even after you let go, you grabbed on one more time to hurt them and yourself one more time. And then you did that one more time. And then you did that one more time again and again and again. It's kind of like what Thomas and I do to each other. That's what we do. So afraid to let go. And so he sends me a picture of us, our family. The beach, the picture on his fridge, and above it says, "Let go with love." And that's what we've needed to do. That's the thing we keep not doing. We thought we let go with love on 29 February 2024. And here we are. Coming back together twice, and now letting go again with love. I think we learned this time. I think we cried enough tears this time. I think we really connected this time. I think we both believe it's real this time. Or I think we both thought it was real on the 29th. But I think we both believe it has to be real this time, because we need it to be real this time. Because our anger and our unkind words to each other is too much. It's too much for us. We've done enough. we've went too far or far enough. And the only place to go from here is to let go with love. Because we know we love each other. And it's time to do some healing on our own. So we've agreed. Of course, we will continue loving each other. And we will have consistent kindness. We will continue to be friends. And friends are kind to each other. And friends love each other. That's what friends do. Maybe all this time I've been confusing friends for a sexual interest. I think, oh, that person was friendly. Could we be together sexually? And I've been thinking about it all wrong, actually. Because friendship doesn't equal sex. Friendship equals love. And love equals kindness. So the friendship, love, kindness triangle is real and alive. So here we are. We're learning to be friends and to be kind, to be loving. I suppose that's all anyone needs in life, huh? The tribe, the community, the friendship, love, kindness triangle. That's what's important. So that's what we're gonna do.